Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Life is but a dream. Life is but a dream.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk and welcoming you. Did you figure it out? Well, yeah, it's Fallback Sunday here, but it's Row, Row, Row Your Boat edition of Animal World today. And anyway, I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to, like I said, the Row, Row, Row Your Boat, V-O-T-E, Vote edition of Animal World today. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on your radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Some fabulous photographs this week. If you haven't seen Nathan, a rosy maple moth, you got to go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. I think I love moths. They're so cute. And then there's a spectacular picture of some of the most beautiful colored moths you've ever seen. M-O-T-H. Moths. Anyway, they're phenomenally gorgeous. Let's see. It is, man, oh man. Good thing Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan, and so good to be able to see you.
Good morning, Martha. And I'm not just rowing to cast my vote. I think I had to bring out my sailboat over to get here to work because it is just
holy
pouring
mackerel.
Down rain all over the Pacific
my
Northwest.
Goodness. It was raining so hard here this morning, Nathan. I pulled up the radar on my phone to see, you know, and I was right in the middle of the big red, you know, area. It was like, oh my gosh, it's just been coming down and bigger than buckets. I don't know what they're using, boats or something, but my goodness, it's been coming down. Now, it is still raining here, but it's slowed down somewhat. I checked back with the radar, and my weather and radar and my phone, Nathan, said that this is all, it looked like it's all blowing out and it's going to dry out for a little bit this afternoon. Are you seeing the same thing on your weather stuff?
It's possible it'll just turn into scattered showers. I mean, the rain, it's really going to continue through tomorrow. And we actually get a little break from the rain on Tuesday through Thursday. So it's coming, just not quite as soon as you might think.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of all snuck up on me. I mean, boy, our weather has just been so weird. You know, we didn't have a spring. Okay, it looks about the same down there as it does up here.
Yeah, the camera doesn't really give it much justice here. Looking over Seattle, there is a nice, pretty patch of blue sky, like almost a robin blue color amongst all the gray that's going over the southern part of Seattle right now. But around that is a bunch of low, puffy, dark, ominous clouds.
Yep. No blue sky up here. It's all gray and rain. I'll tell you what, you know, the weather has just been so strange. We didn't have spring, and then summer started late, but then we had a great, once summer started, it went and it went and it went and it kept going. And we had a nice long summer, but then it's supposed to be fall, but it's like we didn't have a fall, really.
Maybe we did have a fall. Was it been 2 days ago? Friday night, we had a pretty big windstorm, and that knocked out a lot of power grids, like typically happens around the fall time here. So we did, but it's just very quickly. It was almost seems like it goes from summer, 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 fall, winter, 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 winter.
I don't know. It's been crazy. But it just got then all of a sudden really cold, you know, and I was blowing dry leaves for a while. And then all of a sudden it's winter and my goodness, it's wet and it's windy. I've never seen so many leaves down now because I haven't been able to blow at all. And I've been scrambling to get my, you know, yard art, gazing balls and stuff in before that first big storm. Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And but now today I've got to get all my fuchsias into the garage and stuff because it's going to start freezing. And but I'll tell you, it's been crazy. And I don't know about you, but everyone I talk to, things have not just been flowing smoothly, and it's just been kind of crazy. And with what I've experienced in my low life, I would swear every planet in the universe is in retrograde. Everything is taking longer and not working and getting jumbled. And I don't know. I'm hoping it'll all balance out here. But I know there's a lot of weird stuff astrologically going on, but I don't know the specifics, but boy, I'll tell you, patience is needed. And sometimes you have to attempt things more than once. Now, a good example of that is, Nathan, what time did we finally be able to connect here to get us on the air?
I'm sure the listening audience wouldn't have really noticed much of a difference, but
yeah,
you know, we were only
so
maybe
good.
1 minute late, you know, from when we normally start the show. So a lot of stuff going behind the scenes before the show, but thankfully we were able to get the show on the air to you
We have a pretty good plan for what we do and everything, you know, my home studio's set up and Nathan's in the real studio and we zoom in together, you know, about 20 minutes ahead of time so we can make sure everything's working okay and record the promo for next week and all the stuff you do behind the scenes. Well, I went to do that this morning and my computer, which is very old and I have not yet gotten to go get a new one, and I have to do that, but anyway, I went to, you know, zoom in and it says, oh, you have to update the Zoom or you can't continue. And so I tried not doing that. But anyway, I didn't have a choice. Well, my computer's so slow. Finally, I got it to work. And of course, since I had my computer set up to stream the show, Nathan, I no longer have a convenient keyboard in front of me. My keyboard is behind my computer and configured in my little home office. So I'm having to bend over my computer to type on the keyboard and all of that. Nothing's working. And finally it works. And we get connected. But what that was like 9:01. I was like, anyway, it was just barely 9 o'clock or a little after when we finally got things to connect. So thank you, Divine Mother, for making that happen. But boy, talk about sweating it. Do you think you could have done the show by yourself? What do you think,
Nathan?
I
just want to say that would actually be a little bit more thankful and a balance. I'll keep the details off the air, but just be thankful you're at home doing the show from Zoom.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll just go ahead and say it.
Sure, why not? What's going on?
Our water is shut off at the building because they're doing repairs.
No!
So we don't
have
no bathroom
water?
Access.
Ah! No bathroom access?
So the universe really does balance itself. You know, you're at home where you got a nice functioning bathroom and you can go through your whole routine and not get here in surprise and say, sorry, can't use the bathroom right now.
Well, okay. So, you know, this is probably everybody's thinking, okay, so what does a radio production engineer that has to be in the studio all the time to run the show, if there are no bathrooms in the building, what do you do?
Thankfully, they're in the middle of a mall district or commercial shopping district, so I can, you know, exit the building and go down to like a grocery store or something like that. public building.
Oh, for crying out loud. That, right, you're right. If I was there, I'm sorry. There's no way. If I had to go, I can't go down the elevator, out and get my car and drive to the grocery store, for crying out loud.
Not, I mean, especially with this rain going on right
now. Good thing you're young,
too.
I guess. Good thing you're young. Oh, well. Okay, so well, we are blessed that Robbie, no, I'm doing the radio show right now.
We
I
are
know
blessed
it's
that
wet.
Robbie is bothering.
Robbie Golden would normally be outside
saying,
mop, enjoying
mop,
a nice Sunday morning. Yes. Now he's in here saying, "What the heck are you doing?" And you're talking to somebody else besides me. Anyway, he's not real familiar with me doing radio because I put him outside, but it's just too crummy for him to sit outside. Okay, I think he got the message. Anyway, so we have Robbie Golden, Bug and Mom, and Nathan has no bathrooms. So, you know, if you feel his eyeballs floating, you'll know why. Okay, so let's hope, Nathan, we have worked all the bugs out early here. So we've taken care of all of that, and everything will flow smoothly from now on. Sound like a good plan?
As long as okay. I don't drink my coffee too fast, we should be good.
Well, yeah, I dumped that down the drain. Anyway, okay. So I was just thinking, when I do the studio anymore, it used to be every hour, you know, I'd take a break. But I have conditioned myself and my body to make it through the whole show without having to go. So I don't take a break to go do those things. But when the show's over, I've usually drunk a whole thing of tea. It's like, I need to get to the bathroom, you know, having no bathroom. So I'm not coming in next week if we don't have a bathroom.
Don't worry. So, it's just today only.
Today. Oh, so they do it to the Sunday people probably. Okay. All righty. Well, anyway, let's see. My goodness, there's another shock. It's the 6th of November. It's November already. Can you believe that? I'm finding that hard. And temperature's going down. And hopefully you remembered to fall back. If you didn't, you've been wondering where we've been for an hour. Well, it was fall back. So I'm hearing rumors, Nathan, that this might be the last time we ever fall back.
Well, Washington State has actually had it, you know, approved on our level to, you know, go away with the daylight savings time deal. But the thing is, we need to bring it to federal and have them approve that, too. And that's where it's taken a really long time.
Right, right. But the every year, I guess they say, well, maybe it's this year that they'll pass the laws or whatever to do or change it.
What I'm suspecting is maybe it's probably has something to do with California and Oregon, too, and having them be on the same page as us. That way, the whole Pacific time region doesn't have to deal with daylight savings time all at once, rather than, you know, maybe we go down south to Oregon and suddenly we're an hour ahead because they're still doing
daylight
savings
time. Yeah, that would be confusing, wouldn't it? Well, hopefully they'll work it out. I'm enjoying, you know, an extra hour on general principles because it might be the last time. Maybe when we'll we'll jump spring forward into daylight savings time and stay there. I mean, if we were going to make a choice, my choice would be to stay in daylight savings time because, you know, I like it to stay lighter longer. But I don't have little kids, and I know parents and stuff, it makes it darker in the mornings, and that's not good for the kids going to school. So I don't know. I don't know that we'd ever decide as a country if we could all agree on the same thing. Doesn't seem to be real likely these days, but hopefully that's going to all balance out. And it is the first Sunday of November, so that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and we'll check in with all our regulars and so forth. But we played the Row, Row, Row Your Boat because the midterm election's coming up on Tuesday, and you're just going to hear it from me throughout the whole show. You know, in my opinion, and I think in many, many others, this is the most important election of our lifetime. And it is so important for you to vote. I'm not saying who you have to vote for. You need to vote. Every single vote counts. Nathan, I can see you want to say something.
That just raises a question to me, and I want to say it on the air so we don't confuse listeners. Does that mean we're going to be replacing Love Train, or are we still Love Training?
No, we're love training. We have to love train because we got to spread the love around. But I'm going to just be saying it's row, row, row your vote on Tuesday. If you care about our democracy, it is on the line. And it is so important that we vote. Every single vote counts. So don't be telling yourself, oh, my vote doesn't count. It does count. Everyone needs to vote. So vote, 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 vote. And of course, in our state here, it's a whole lot easier because we just do mail-in in voting. But I've already voted and put my my ballot in the box. Nathan, have you voted?
I have. Did it all right on Tuesday.
Well, and that's the first question I'm going to ask every one of our guests. Have you voted? Because everybody's getting it from Aunt Martha today. And if you've never voted before, please make this the first time. It is very, very important to get those ballots in. Okay, then. So we need to officially start the show. And before we run out of time, we will be talking to Meow Cat Rescue coming up in this hour. And Eileen is back from India, and we will be talking to her about Help Animals India in the second hour. We will be talking to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. So everything is in order. And we are ready, I think, to start the show. There's some other things I wanted to chat with you about. We'll see how much time we have left. And I think we'll just go ahead with this first and then do advertisers, Nathan. So I always start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers and then a bunch of affirmations to get us spiritualized up for the day and the week and get everything flowing better. I'm so glad I have affirmations because that saved me in all this crazy things not working right. Anyway, start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of living of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep them safe and healthy. All righty, and now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now our affirmations contributed by many of our animal world family, and I say these out loud three times, and this participating here is optional. You can say these affirmations along with me out loud or silently, whatever works for you. You can use them every day during the week, like many of you do. I know that I hear from you, and I do, of course. Or you can not participate at all. It's not like dancing at 10 and 11. Dancing is required, but this stuff you can join if you want or not if you like. Here's affirmation one. We say it three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, this next one is to get us in the right attitude. When you go out to put that ballot in the box, take a healthy attitude out with you, and this will keep you going strong. So three times, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next one comes from, let's see. Oh, and you know what? I Going to go back and grab another one. This one comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best and energy codes gal, who'll be in the studio with brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen next week. Free remote treatments for all of you. And this one is really powerful. Here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Alrighty, now this one comes from Natasha Venter, our medium and communicator and personal awareness coach. She'll be here 2 weeks from today. And I find this phenomenally helpful. I not only do it for me, I do it for my animals as well. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. Now, can we conclude this group of affirmations with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, their spiritual warrior affirmation. And when we do this affirmation, we're sending the love and the light all over the world to everywhere it needs to go. And let's just see peace and harmony everywhere on earth. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Whew, okay, we are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And golly, let's take care of our advertisers, stay on schedule here. Well, Quebec, I don't think we have a lot of time, but we'll at least get in. I had to text Nathan after the show 2 weeks ago when we did the last teaching show I did with Walter. And we saved a dog's life. Pretty cool. So I made Nathan wait. 2 weeks, he doesn't know the story. He said, tell me more. Well, I said, you have to wait. Okay, so let's take care of our advertisers. It is most important part of the show. Listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. I'll tell you how we saved a dog's life 2 weeks ago, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
From the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDAWashington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we'll be talking to them. So introduce you to Christina. I don't think she's done the interview with us before, and we'll be talking about the most popular class Ananda's that just so wonderful. So a lot of good, great information that'll be at 11:30 today. So I hope you can join us for that. And golly, so I promise just quickly before we get started with Meow, I just want you to know, Nathan, we did the teaching show with Walter 2 weeks ago. And the next one, of course, will be the fourth Sunday in the next five Sunday month, which I think is we had to skip a month or two. I can't remember now. But anyway, talking about behavior and we're getting to the good stuff and things to do. Anyway, so I'll tell you about a couple. I have not met them yet, but they rescued a dog from one of the local humane societies in our state. And let's see, and I don't want to try to not give you too many details so that, you know, I maintain their privacy. Anyway, they adopted this dog, Nathan, and it had already been adopted twice and returned twice for being way too high energy and out of control. They figured they had experience with that and they could handle that. So they adopted the dog anyway. Well, they got home, and I don't know how many days it was. I don't think they'd had the dog more than about like a week, but they were going out of their minds, and so they started searching for help. They found me, and when I got a phone message from them, they sounded desperate and all of that. Anyway, it was. I think before last Sunday, it was, I think, Friday night when I got home. You know, I usually have a long day on Fridays, and I had a long, busy day, and I got home very late to a desperate phone call. And anyway, I decided, okay, I'm exhausted. I'm going to call him anyway. I called him up. The guy got on the phone. He said, well, you know, in the meantime, since I tracked you down, he said, we're at our wits' end and in dire straits. He said, when you called, I'm in the middle of typing my letter of return to take this dog back to the shelter. We can't handle this dog. We're returning the dog. And I said, well, tell me what's going on. So he told me what's going on. And the long and short story was, I told them, yes, it sounds like a disaster, but it sounded pretty clear to me what was going on with the dog. So I said, I'll give you a little tip. And I think that we could work this out if you wanted to schedule something, and I will try to see you as soon as possible. Anyway, he said, well, I was in the middle of this letter. I don't know. And anyway, we hung up. So I didn't know if I'd ever hear back from them again or not. Well, apparently he did a little more research, Nathan. And he found my website. He found the website. He found the radio show, because we hadn't talked about that or anything. Okay. And well, but I do think it's in the message on my phone. So he may have heard that too. Anyway, apparently they listened on that. So guess who called after the show 2 weeks ago? They called back, and he got on the phone and he said, oh, Martha, you need to know, you saved this dog's life. You have saved us. We are no longer in dire straits. The teeny little thing you told us to do has now we're okay. We are not in dire straits. We listen to you. We learned so much. Just not one show. We're going to listen to everything. We want to hire you. We're going to commit to this dog. We're keeping him, and we want to hire you to come educate us and get us in better balance. But what we've already learned from you is enough to keep us stable until you can get here. So I told them I'll give up my day off and I'll see you tomorrow if you have to do it. And he said, no, we're good. So I haven't seen them yet. They're scheduled sometime this month. And so I'll report back after I see them. But how cool is that? We saved a dog's life.
Wow. I'm just curious which of those, because we gave out a lot of information in that show. Was there a specific tip which really gravitated to them?
A lot of it had to do with the leadership and taking charge and the rules and the boundaries and a lot of what we were talking about. But then when I talked to them and they explained to me, one of the problems was the dog could be very nice dog, but he had lots of energy. And they go out in the yard and they had a very nice yard and potted plants and all of that. And they'd get, if he was out in the yard by himself, he was fine. But if they came out in the yard, they'd try to engage with him. And then all of a sudden he'd run down and freak out like a crazy dog. And he'd start pulling plants out of pots and digging and chewing and destroying everything. And he literally had destroyed their yard in front of them a number of times. So anyway, the little tip I gave them, I said, you know, there's a real good way to temporarily fix this. Just put a long line on him when you go out in the yard. Because, you know, they couldn't control him once he went on in Del Destructo mode. And then I told him how to make a cheap one because they didn't want to spend. So they're doing that and it solved the problem because see now they could go out in the yard with him for pottying and playing and all of that. But if he decides to take off and go get crazy, at the very least, they can prevent and avoid and not allow him to do that. So it stopped a lot of the craziness that was going on apparently. But I'll know more when I get there and I see the environment and I meet the dog. I'll tell you that I think the biggest problem with him is it sounds like he's a product of negative reinforcement. You know, with dogs, negative attention can be just as rewarding as positive, particularly if it's all you get and it's always better than nothing. So you think about it, a dog, maybe he's out in the yard with his people and he wants to play. He's young. And he wants to play and all of this and he's bugging them and he wants attention and they're busy and nobody cares about the dog and they're shooing him away and all of that. So what does he do? He gets bored and he goes and starts to dig a hole or he goes and starts to mess with a plant or pull something out. Well, guess what happens? Everybody flips their cookies and yells at the dog and chases him all around the yard to stop him. Well, then what the dog learns is, well, heck, when everybody's ignoring me, I know what to do. I'll just start destroying the place, and then at least everybody will yell at me.
Wow. Okay, I got to bring us back on the rails, though, because we do have Marilyn waiting on the line. And
that's the whole thing. So now you know, prevent and avoid until Aunt Martha can come and educate you. But, you know, listen to these shows. It was enough to save this dog's life, and I'll report later once I see them.
But so the last let's thing, change. real quick. If that dog had been sent back to the shelter, it would have been like a three strikes, you're out, the dog gets euthanized type situation.
Well,
is that
it's not like our Seattle Humane. It's another humane society in the state, and I don't know them, so I don't know what their policy is. It may have been three strikes, you're out, but I don't know that.
Okay.
Yeah. At least he would have been returned twice, so it would have made it a lot harder for him to go, and who knows. But anyway, he's going to be okay now, and more report to come. So we're shifting gears now, and we're going into shelter, rescue, sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And as always, we start off with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland and Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, so are you rowing a boat to be here, Marilyn? Is it rainy in your neighborhood?
It's not rainy, but it looks like a bomb went off.
With all the wind and storm.
it's a mess.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. That Friday night storm was the first big windstorm we'd had up here. I had on and off power outages, blips, all evening. And when I went out yesterday, there was so much debris. One of the major roads out here, the major arterials, was completely closed down. So I'm sure big trees and power lines and stuff had to come down. But boy, it just was a real mess. And I think there are still a lot of people that are out of power around here. But anyway, mm-hmm. So you've got power, obviously, and just a mess to clean up in your yard?
Yeah, and the street, and basically the roof and every single thing that you can see is covered with debris.
Yeah, pretty crazy. All right, well, now before we get to Meow and what Meow Cat Rescue is all about, I promised my first question to everybody, because I'm on a campaign today. Row, row, row your vote. Everybody needs to vote on Tuesday. Marilyn, have you voted already?
Oh, yeah. Sign, seal, delivered.
All right, good. So you've voted, and I want everybody listening, you got to make sure everybody you know has voted already or is voting on Tuesday. It's so important. Okay, mm-hmm. That said, did you say something, Marilyn?
I said agreed.
Okay, good. All right, so let's, for anybody who's just tuning in, tell us about Meow. What is Meow Cat Rescue?
Meow Cat Rescue is a 501c3 nonprofit animal rescue organization. We are in Kirkland in the Houghton area. The shelter itself has cats and kittens, and dogs and puppies are in foster care. And we're just about to reach our 26th year.
Wow, that's amazing. And so Meow Cat Rescue is more than what the name implies, because yes, you, mm-hmm. your focus, you started with cats, your focus is cats, and the cats and kittens do come into the shelter, but you also rescue and have some dogs. They just don't stay at the shelter. You have the dogs in foster care. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All righty. So now, I don't know that I've ever asked you, and the dogs that you work with and have, do you like only do small dogs or small and medium or large? You do all kinds of dogs?
Well, it varies. I know our canine division, they do a lot of Great Danes, Sharpeys. But we rescued we adopted our dog from Meow, and she's a Shiba Inu.
I was going to say, she looks, in the pictures I've seen you post on Facebook, she looks like a Shiba Inu type.
Yeah, she is. So it's quite a variety. I know that Sharpeys, I guess, are an unusual breed of dog, and they have special requirements. And so I know she's...
Yeah, Sharpeys, for anybody who doesn't know, those are the wrinkled models.
Yeah,
they come with lots of wrinkles, that being one of the problems, because, the skin folds have to be kept clean and so forth. And depending on how wrinkled they are, it can be more of a challenge to owners than many dogs.
Yeah.
And you've got a Shiba, and I was fascinated. I did a fascinating session this week, Marilyn, and with a couple, Japanese couple here. And they had purchased a Shiba Inu from Japan. So most of the Shibas that I work with are bred in this country. But, there can be differences in personality and behavior and all of that kind of stuff, and even physical structure and so forth, depending on the genetics and where they're bred. So I don't often get to work with ones that are from Japan. This one seemed to have more of a wild streak. So I'm not sure that there isn't more wild genetics than the ones that come from Japan. Do you know any history about your little Sharpei that you rescued, or your Shiba that you rescued?
Yeah, she's from South Korea.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she was rescued. She actually was thrown into a fire when she was a puppy.
Oh, dear.
The whole litter. She was the only one that survived, and she lost her front paws.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know exactly what's wrong with her, but you sometimes see that she has things on her feet.
Yeah. Yes. But
she also recovered and all of that? And
well, it's an ongoing thing. Our life is taking special care of her little front paws.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's something that you're going to have to deal with throughout her life?
Yep, every day.
All right, all right. Well, bless your heart for being there and taking her in. And that's the case with some of the animals that you have, dogs, but also cats that have special needs and require special care. So you've got a great foster system, but it's also wonderful when adopters come and step up and are willing to take on, you know, a senior animal or an animal that has some problems. But I think you find people pretty supportive in doing that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. Yeah. In fact, when we have a cat or a kitten that has special needs, we get more applications for those.
Really? Really?
It really tugs at people's hearts, I think.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. All right. Looking at the clock, and I'm still getting in radio mode today because we had so many little snafus getting started here. Anyway, we're going to take care of advertisers here and try to stay on schedule. We'll come back and chat more with Marilyn. We'll find out if anything has changed in terms of when you can actually go to the Meow Cat Rescue shelter in the Houghton area of Kirkland to visit. I know 1 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays, and I think you've been doing it on Thursdays. Let's find out if they still are and if there are any other days, and how you can find your forever kitty friend or dog friend for that matter from Meow. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues more with Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our first hour of our Row, Row, Row Your Vote edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can find him at healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so he would be happy to guide you and talk to you about you and your animal friend and how he could help. All you got to do is go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill it out, tell him you want to talk, and he'll arrange a phone call. Now, we also heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, at Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline now. Real convenient, right off of Bothell Lake City Way in 145th. And it's a lovely little space, and it's so much fun to be with the gongs and the forks and all of that. And Jude solved some real problems that I was having for me. So she can work with you in person in her home in her Whispering Dragon studio, or over the phone or Zoom remotely. She does remote work as well. So all you got to do is check her out. You can go to the website, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. All you got to do is shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, let's get back to Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And Marilyn, let's see. Now, I know, you know, you've been for some time now open. The shelter is open 1 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. And does that continue to be the hours that you're open on the weekend?
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 5, and Thursday, 1 to 5 as well.
Okay. So Thursday continues to be a day you can come by. And on those 1 to 5 on Thursday, Saturday, or Sunday, people can just drop by the shelter, or do they need to make an appointment to come in?
People can drop by any time during those hours. People that have appointments take priority. Sort of like when you eat at a restaurant, if you have a reservation, yeah, you definitely will get served. Yeah.
Gotcha. So if you want to, you can call and make an appointment, or you can just go by. And now, are you restricting how many people you allow into the shelter at once and all of that?
No, we are not. Effective November 1st, we lifted our mask mandate as well.
November 1st. So just this last week, you lifted some of the COVID mandates, huh?
Yes, we did. We encourage masks, but we don't require them. Whatever you're comfortable with, we're fine with that.
Yeah, I know. I still, and I will continue. I mask everywhere around anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so happy not getting sick. I'm not interested in starting it up again. But I noticed, that this is a real mixed bag in terms of, I'm definitely the exception most of the places I go. Unless I go someplace that has some kind of, like the eye place, or they got some medical stuff, then most of the people are in masks. So, but grocery store anymore, I'm the exception. So. But I guess that's good. People feeling more comfortable and will come in that might not have come in and adopted kitties. But it looks like from everything you've been posting that Meow's been doing pretty well, and you've been finding lots of good homes for kitties.
We have been busy, busy, busy. Every day that we're open, it's busy. From, we usually have a line of people waiting at the door when we
really
open.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's busy.
Is that unusual, or is that different? Is it busier than it has been, or is there something going on that you know about?
No, it's getting busier and busier, and I think it might be because summer's over, people are not going on vacation, kids are back in school, the weather's changing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. And so, that's got to be amazing. You show up to open the doors and there's a line waiting. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, knowing that's the case, and you were open yesterday afternoon, have you got any cats left for people to come see today?
Oh, we've got gobs of cats and kittens.
Cats are not a problem. You have plenty of cats, huh?
Yes. We can restock really quickly.
I know that when litters of kittens come in, or pregnant moms, or you can read those, the young, really young ones are in foster care until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered and moved into the shelter, correct?
That's right. So the youngest kitten you would ever be able to adopt would be 3 months old.
Gotcha. Which, I used to think that was a problem, and I was thinking, oh, I want a young kitten. But I've learned over the years, especially in having purebred cats and getting from breeders where you can't get them as young, I'm now a fan of getting kittens later than earlier, especially when they are allowed to socialize, with other cats and are with mom longer. That's really great. But even being raised properly before they're placed and socialized well just makes them better and easier to adjust into new homes, but also you sometimes know their personalities better by that time. And so if people, because most people, maybe some people really want a lap cat and a cat that's, in your lap all the time, but a cat that was in your lap all the time would drive another person nuts, and they want a more aloof cat that doesn't want to snuggle. So when they're a little bit older, don't you know them a little better, Marilyn?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I have one of those cats because I kept one of my foster kittens because she was a total lap kitten. But as she grew and became an adult, that changed. So
yeah.
So even if
you know them when you adopt them, you can't be absolutely certain that is going to hold. But a better chance of them being who you think who they're going to be as they grow up. And, but and cats come in all versions, and long-haired and short-haired and friendly and not. And so what is the kitten stock now? Have you got a lot of young ones available?
We do. We have, I don't know, I'd say as of yesterday, I think we had 40 or so at the shelter.
Holy moly. Oh,
and we have
40 young ones?
Yeah.
How many cats can you hold at your shelter, by the way? Do you know?
Well, pre-COVID, when we were really full, we had 80 to 90 cats and kittens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's still around. So 40, but now around 40 of those are young ones.
Yeah, and we have lots of kittens in foster care. And kitten season is not ending this year, it doesn't seem like. Newborns come in just last week. Oh, that's right. And on Friday, we got another mom and newborn baby. So
wow.
It doesn't seem to be ending this year.
No, it used to be like when I was growing up, the cats kind of kept, the normal schedule. In springtime, they'd start coming into heat. And by summertime, you'd have kittens. And, there'd be the kitten season all through the summer into the fall. But by you got towards the end of fall going into winter, there'd be a kitten drought. There'd be no kittens available until the next, spring or summer. But I think that ended a long time ago. And now you pretty much feel like you get a flow of kittens all year round.
We do. We absolutely do. There's a little bit of a lull in January, February, but it's pretty short.
All right. Well, suffice it to say, if you're looking for an older kitty, they've got you covered there. If they're looking for the younger models, there's at least 40 of them for you to choose from now. And I would imagine, Marilyn, that the kittens that are being raised in foster care, that they constantly are getting old enough to be spayed and neutered and all of that, and then come to the shelter. So you're constantly restocking, as you said.
Yeah, we are.
So if you don't find what you want this week, it's probably going to be there next week.
Right. That's right.
So with dogs, though, you don't have any of them in the shelter. So if people are interested in seeing what dogs are available, the best way for them to do that would be through the website, right? And go to meowcatrescue.org.
That's right.
And then click on available dogs, I think. Isn't that what we do?
And
then you'll be able to see their profiles and so forth. And I would imagine then that you would make an appointment to meet a dog if you were interested in one you found online, right?
Yeah. And I know right now we've got a bulldog, a Shar Pei, a dachshund. So we do have a variety. We do not have as many dogs as we have cats, but yeah, click on our website and check
it out. After all, your name is Meow. And I haven't heard a dog meow, so. No, I do. Before we run out of time, we should have some events coming up for the holidays. Do you know what's going to be going on with Meow?
Yeah, we have a lot going on. Actually, we have a wine tasting event this Friday. In two weeks. We have that. Our holiday bazaar is going to be December 3rd. And I can send you all the information. It's on our website.
Yeah, it'd be great if somebody sent me something for current events. So the holiday bazaar is December 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a big hit. And was last year was the first year you brought it back, wasn't it? Or is this?
Yeah. We had a limit on how many people could come in last year. I'm not sure what will happen this year, but.
Okay. So stay tuned because we'll get the holiday bazaar up on current events as soon as I get the information. And then I think you're going to do Santa Paws pictures again this year, right?
We are.
Okay. And does that start in November or December? I think in November, doesn't it?
It starts November 27th in Issaquah. That's our kickoff day.
Okay, great. So I need all the Santa Paws dates and the Holiday Bazaar and all of that for current events. But so you want to meowcatrescue.org, everything should be on the website. And y'all want to check all that stuff out because there's good stuff coming up for the holidays.
Yep.
All righty. Well, Marilyn, thank you so much. And I hope all continues to go well and lots of kitties get homes this afternoon. And we'll look forward to talking to you again in the middle of all the holiday celebrations, because that'll be the first Sunday of December.
Yes, it will. Okay.
All righty.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Alrighty.
Take care, Marilyn. Thank you so much. God bless. Stay dry. And vote. Well, tell everybody to vote, because we know you already did.
I will.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, we're switching gears again, and it's time to get ready for love training. And this is our exercise and dancing portion of the show. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join me and Nathan. I'm going to cruise through and pick you up on the love train. And while you're dancing and sing along with love train, remember, we're sending love and light all over the world. Peace, love, light everywhere. Let's see everything shifting. Why not? Ooh, I guess we shifted something. Okay, so here we go. I energize this up with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.